This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 286 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we are joined by a very special guest. You may know him from his podcast called Really Old Movies, or his YouTube channel, or his Instagram, or his Letterboxd, or he's everywhere. His name is Harrison. Harrison, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Always a pleasure to work with you, whether it's here on YouTube, and we're going to have you again on in the future. So just get ready for me to send you the next list of movies so that you can make your choice of what you want to join us for. I'm not surprised you chose this week, because we're going to be reviewing a movie from 2019, which is not a really old movie, but it is set in a really old time, because this is a World War II film. So it does strike me as something you might be interested in. It's a little movie called Midway. Alex, directed by disaster movie master Roland Emmerich. So, you know, it's Godzilla, Independence Day, The Day After Tomorrow, 2012.
Yeah.
Not Geostorm, but he should have made Geostorm. But it was his producing buddy, Dean Devlin, who directed that. So it was like Roland Emmerich adjacent. So anyway, we're going to get into Midway. Now, before we do, let's go ahead and give you a little bit of Rotten Tomato scores. And then we're going to dive right into this review. We ain't going to waste your time. This has got to be one of the top five craziest Rotten Tomato scores I've ever done on this show. Because the disparity, the gap between the two is largest I think we've ever talked about. This has a 42% critic score. Not good. Below. Not good. Nope. They did not like it. The critics were not fans. However, the audience score is 92%. Now, I don't know what happened here. I don't know if there was any review bombing or if they paid people. And I'm not saying it's bad or good, the movie. I'm just saying it seems like a very large gap, and that's pretty rare. So before we do this, Alex, have you ever seen this film before?
I didn't see it in the theater. I brought it on 4K once it was released. But what I was going to say with your dip between the scores, I think the reason why the critics is super low is because this movie was directed by an action disaster guy. So it's like, wait a minute.
This guy can shoot.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. He can shoot now American movies, like war movies. Like
German
no.
or something.
Yeah, I didn't
get
like
out
it.
Of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
It could, this, get out of here, German.
Yeah, okay, it could be so one of those hate things. But again, yeah, I didn't see it in the theater. I saw it on 4K. This is my second time watching it.
And Harrison, what is your past experience with this film?
Let's see. I think I saw it in 2020 on DVD with my dad. We didn't get to finish it though, because it was the 4th of July. Went and saw the fireworks. But yeah, that's when I saw it. I didn't see it in theaters.
Okay. I saw this bad boy at the theater. I saw this at the theater, and then I saw it Saturday. So this was my second time watching it. I didn't watch it for 4 years. Yes, but I did have it in 4K, which I didn't even know I owned this movie. So I must have got it for cheap. So anyway, all that said, no spoilers here. I mean, as far as our opinions, but we're about to talk about this movie. Now, you know, when I host and we have a guest, I like to flip-flop between the two. I'm going to let Harrison get the first crack, though. Yep. Lead character. Now, this is an ensemble, but I feel like we're supposed to have the main character, which is that guy that's the pilot. The
pilot, yeah.
Dick Best, yeah.
The guy that, Ed Skrein is the actor. Skrein. Well, I never know how to say his name.
Well, he said Dick Best. That's the character.
What is it?
It's Dick Best.
There you go. Dick Best. All right, Harrison, what did you think of Dick Best?
Yeah.
Okay, keep your composure. I gave him a 3 out of 5. Mostly, I know you guys don't really do the acting performances, but I wasn't a huge fan of the guy who was playing him. I kind of wish that the main focus was on Patrick Wilson's character. I thought his story arc was much more interesting, going from his failure at Pearl Harbor, and then, well, it really happened, so no spoiler alert, the success at Midway. So yeah. I think that would have been a much more interesting storyline. To me, this Dick Best character, you know, he's trying to motivate all the guys, but it just felt like he was hamming it up, like, acting-wise. He did not feel realistic at all. He was the stereotypical hotshot, you know? Like, this is basically World War II Top Gun, you know? It felt exactly like that. See, yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. I wish it was the Patrick Wilson character.
Which, by the way, you could go full on spoilers here. Don't even worry about it. On this podcast, we're all right, good. Stuff, so don't worry about it. Now, Alex, Dick Best, what did you think?
I liked him. I really liked him. You know, it's funny about, like, and I agree with Harrison. I was more intrigued with Patrick Wilson because I liked the whole scene in the beginning when he's talking Japanese with the Japan people. Like, they're having tea. And he's like, wait a minute, you were drinking tea and I didn't drink my whiskey. Like, don't talk smack, bro. Like, I know what you do. Like, I kind of liked that. Like, he knew what they did because I think he stood there. I think he hung out with the Japs. So I was like, wait a minute. I was like, that's a pretty cool storyline. Now, Woody Harrison's character was pretty cool too. I liked him, but I kind of liked the plain guy. I was like, you know what? He was very New Yorker. To me, he reminded me of a New Yorker. Like a really, but I agree with Harrison. It's very Top Gun. And I guess that's why I liked it, because this movie felt very, I agree. It's a very Top Gun in the air, just with World War II planes. And I loved it. Now, I'm not saying, because this shit really happened for real, but what we got on screen, I'm like, you know what? This actually is a pretty cool character. I think he was pretty cool. His wife is Mandy Moore. He has a daughter. I think a daughter. So I like that whole dynamic. And I like, and they had the other guy from, Vikings? He died early. He was the colonel that threw the little kid. He was like, go over the
oh, yeah. The Alexander Ludwig was the actor.
Yes, that guy. He was really good for what he had. Like, he was believable. But then they killed all these big actors. Like, mad quick. I was like, holy hell. But anyway, I'll let Nate go. But I give it a 5. I kind of like the character. I'm not big on that guy. Because me and Nate talked about it. That guy irked me in a lot of other movies. But in this one.
Transporter?
Yes, Transporter. He was garbage. He was the robot in Alita? Alita.
He was in Alita. He was Francis in Deadpool. He was the main villain.
Yeah, he has always that bubblegum chewing shit because he does it here too. But this one, I allowed it because of he's a New Yorker and I was like, all right, he's cool in my book.
So now I'm very concerned with this review now. because of these scores so far. Harrison, you're right. Well, we do talk about performances, but we usually don't score the performance because if we did that, it's a 1. I hate this guy. I hate him as an actor. He's not Jai Courtney, but he's like close.
They're like cousins.
Up there. Yeah, he's like up there on my list of actors I never want to see in anything, personally. I don't like the way he looks. He's British, and he's trying to do the accent, and it's half the time it sounds different than the other half of the time. So his performance is horrible. Now the character, I also don't like him. Yeah, he's so generic. He is hotshot pilot guy. You get the movie starts off, he's like, I'm going to turn off the engine. I'm gonna land this thing with no engine on. Watch this. And the guy's like, oh God, we're gonna die. He's like, no, I'm not gonna die. Watch this. I'm good. And then he goes down and then he comes up and then he lands. Everybody's, yeah. Oh my gosh. Right from then, I was like, I don't like this guy. I don't like him.
Real guy. But you don't like the guy.
I like the real Dick best. I don't like this guy. I don't like this version of him.
I don't like the guy.
It's not the best version.
This is not the best version of him. This is his worst version. So this is Dick best in his worst form. In his Dick worst. That should be his name. Oh, I didn't give him a 1, though, but I gave him a 2. I didn't really like him. I agree with you both. I thought Patrick Wilson, not just because he's a significantly better actor, but I liked his dynamic better as the intelligence guy who's got to do the intelligence. Even the scene with his wife. Mandy Moore, I actually like Mandy Moore pretty good in this movie, to be honest. But that scene where he comes home and she's like, you're not working, like blah, blah, blah. And then he's like kind of telling her like, look, this happened and I can't let it happen again. It won't be because I didn't do my best and blah. And then she's just like, you want a sandwich? And I was like, okay, you see, like I like even that stuff that develops him. I don't think the other guy got it. We're just thrown in with him and he's action guy. So for me, it was a 2, but I respect your guys' score very much. Alex, you got to go first now. There is no main villain per se. I guess Japan?
Japan.
The Empire of Japan?
Yes. Let's just go with Japan. What did you think of Japan as the main villain here?
Oh, I liked him. Look, I'm not... we're doing it as villains here. I'm not saying that I like
I love
them a lot.
These evil guys.
I love the Axis.
The Axis powers.
Yeah, I'm not going to say like I love them a lot, but I in terms of villains, they were good.
Oh, within the context of the film.
Yeah, the context of the films, they they were awesome. Like, they bombed Pearl Harbor, then they went straight to Midway. Where were they? They weren't in Midway in the beginning of the movie.
First.
Yeah, when they started bombing the boats and everything. Wherever that was, that scene was freaking amazing. I was like, holy crap. Like,
it was Pearl Harbor, the beginning.
Yeah, wait, now I'm confused.
The beginning of this movie, the first big one where your boy dies, that's Pearl Harbor.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, did it say it in the corner? I think I was just too mesmerized watching the movie. Maybe. I didn't see it in the corner. I don't think they gave it as Pearl Harbor, though.
They did.
Maybe you just did.
You know what? I guess someone must have.
You looked down. You missed the thing, and then you just
I must have.
Up.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Whatever. So, yeah, Pearl Harbor, the beginning of Pearl Harbor was freaking amazing. And then I think that whole lead up with the submarine and everything, with them firing and even the big general decided to sink with the boat. I was like, damn, this dude is awesome. I was like, this dude is crazy. And the other guy wanted to take part. And I was like, he said, yeah, you could come too. And then the other guy, who was like, nah, man. He's like, you too chicken. I don't need chickens in my boat. So I liked them. I thought they were pretty cool. The only gripe that I do have, I wanted to see more of them doing the strategic stuff. Like, even if you give it to me in Japan, like in the Japanese language, and then you give us the subtitles. But I did wanted to see them, like, how did they come up with the Pearl Harbor thing? Because it was just like, boom, 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 boom. I was like, oh, snap. Like, I wanted to see it from that point of view. Like, give it to me. Like, I mean, I know we're doing it from the American point of view, but I did wanted to see it from the other way around. There was a movie that we did that we saw it from the other perspective. They showed it. They gave us both. And I was like, this movie is actually pretty good.
We Were Soldiers?
Yes. And then they showed them in the dark, and then you saw the other half and the guy. And I was like, you know what? That was actually pretty cool storytelling because you got it from both halves of each of the war. So, like, I wanted to see them strategically. But, look, honestly, they I mean, there's nothing wrong you can do. They did a great job. I think they did good. They were pretty good.
What's your score?
Five.
Harrison.
Yeah.
What do you got?
All right. Well, I gave the Empire of Japan a 4. I like how they're portrayed in the film. Even though it's not a whole lot, I do like that we see from their perspective. Because in a lot of war movies, it's really just the American or the British or whatever. So I thought that was a really nice touch to it. And just on a side note, if you guys ever go to the real Pearl Harbor Museum, it's really, really interesting and kind of humbling too. Because the Arizona, all that is still there. You know, it's still leaking oil. So you guys got to check that out. It's really cool. But
it's on my list.
I mean, tragic, of course. But
it's mad cool.
But it's history.
It's history. It's history, right? But anyways, no, I thought they were great antagonists. And I did like that at the beginning, Patrick Wilson met with that guy. And I love how we still see him later on. So it's not completely black and white, good and bad per se. I thought that was a really interesting element too. So yeah, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I think you guys nailed it both. I think as a force, you know, of fighting, you know, like in a war, as an opponent, I guess we'll say that, they were fantastic. I honestly loved their, you know, even though they don't go into, like Alex was saying, like, they don't have people necessarily always talking about strategy. The strategy on film, I love the scene where that one plane is on fire and it's just going to go kamikaze. Like, we're just going to crash into the boat. At this point, we can't drop the bomb. We can't shoot whatever. We're just going to crash right into it. And then freaking the Jonas brother shoots it out of the sky. I didn't like that he shot out. I didn't like that it was the Jonas brother that shot out of the sky. But I thought that was a great scene. You know, it's like, wow, these guys, they will do whatever it takes to kill as many of our enemy as we have to. So that's automatic plus. I agree with everything you said. The one thing I wish, and the reason it holds it back for me as a villain, or I gave it a 4, by the way. I just wish there was someone that you could really put a face to. That's always my thing with these movies. Like, yeah, you have those, that guy, like the general guy, the Japanese one, you know, that he has some scenes where he's talking, but even still, like, it's hard for me to always, like, they become in general, like just a faceless set of airplanes and boats. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's one of the only things, and that happens in general with war movies. I think in We Were Soldiers, I gave those guys a 5 because they were like, there was a little more of it, of the back behind the scenes, and then they were just brutal, like it was R-rated. So maybe that helped. Like, they were brutal, like crazy. So I gave them a 4, though. I thought this was a strength of the film, was the actual war elements as an adversary. I think they did a great job. Okay, action scenes. Harrison.
All right. So the action, I gave a 4 out of 5. I love the dogfights. I thought they were the best scenes in the movie. And, you know, really tense, you know, crazy shooting, explosions, all that. It's exactly what you want out of it. But the only reason why I'm giving it a 4 and not a 5 is because it just relies so much on CGI. You know, I think Top Gun Maverick kind of spoiled me a little bit because there's real airplanes for the most part in that. And then also, I haven't seen the whole thing, but if you look at the 70s movie of Midway, they use actual clips and actual dogfights from World War II. So it added a sense of realism to the movie. And I feel like it's kind of lacking there. Now, I know it's Roland Emmerich, you know, 2012 and Independence Day, crazy special effects and whatnot. I just wish there was a sense of realism to some of the fight scenes. They seemed a little too over the top. Because if they wanted to go over the top, I think they should have went all in over the top with the acting, with the special effects, all of it. Because it kind of did in some scenes, especially with Dick Bass. But then you get back to like Patrick Wilson and it's not over the top anymore. So I kind of wish they went one way or the other. But
yeah. Well said. Okay, so for Alex, action scenes, what'd you think?
Well, I mean, I do agree with Harrison, but it looks like Roman was trying to film two different type of movies. Whether it was like the action part was going to be like this big, gigantic pieces, while he was trying to be very cinematic at the same time with these close quarter stuff. So, okay. I do agree with Harrison with the Top Gun. You do get spoiled with the realism and all that stuff. But in terms of this movie and in terms of quality, I'm giving it a 5. Because you do feel like you're in the cockpit of those planes in the action. Like sometimes you could have it where you're outside the cockpit and then all you see the plane is going around and all the bullets and everything. And sometimes it gets, I don't know, for me, I feel like sometimes it gets boring when you see the planes going around and the bullets are going around. But once they put you in the cockpit, like when he's going down to drop those bombs, I think it's really cool. When you see all the bullets coming towards the camera and then they switch to the plane dudes. Like I thought that was all cool. Again, all the war scene, like Pearl Harbor scene to me stood out the most because it was awesome. You got it from land, sea, like he gave you the camera angles from everywhere. Mandy Moore's camera angle with the side and you saw them getting bombed all over the place. So to me, I gave it, I guess, more for quality. I think the quality here is like you felt like you were really watching an actual dogfight, I guess that's what you want to call it. But I do agree with Harrison in this front is that they had the guys filming a movie. They should have showed some footage of the guy filming. Remember when they were shooting at them and he was like, and he got shot. He was like, oh, continue shooting. They should have had some footage there. Maybe they could have pasted like real life or something. But I give it a 5. I really liked it a lot.
Well, two very good scores here. 4 and a 5. Yeah, I think. So first of all, full disclosure, I don't hate Roland Emmerich films. I think they're pretty fun in general.
Yeah.
So I do agree with Harrison as far as picking a lane, but I think I'm going to save that more for like story and stuff. But yeah. I agree. And I agree with Alex too. I thought the action was pretty awesome. Now, there is too much CGI, but all his movies have too much CGI. So at that point, I just have to say, all right, I know this guy's going to use CG. Let's see, though. Am I entertained? Yes. The editing was really good in the action scenes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I love the way he switches between the camera angles in the flying scenes, like where you have it looking from the front and then you have it the guy behind him. And then when they switch to the gunner on the back, then you have the bullets going that way. And then you have I think he held all the shots good enough. Like this is not a quick edit type. He's not that type of director anyway, but this ain't that, you know, every shot is 1 second and you're just flying around all over the place and you don't know what's going on. So while like the fire and the explosions don't look real because they're CG, they had a big impact. I thought the action was probably the best part of this whole entire movie. So I did give it a 5 as well because even though there is, it's at least it's mostly good CGI. Like I don't think it looks bad at all, which is a plus. It's not like an A plus CGI, but it's honestly like a A minus. I thought the CGI was good. So as long as it's not too distracting, in my opinion, it wasn't. And it's very bombastic and loud. There's a lot of it. Quantity wins the day here for me. So yeah, I gave it a 5 as well. All right, storyline. Alex, what do you got?
All right, so a storyline, I was really tossed up with between a 5 and a 4. Like I was really tossed. And why is because I really dug this movie. I thought the story, like it wasn't like a, and I'm not big on war movies. Like I want people to understand, I don't watch much of it. So like once we cover them here is kind of much 100% watching them for the first time. So this movie, I did get to see it. But what I liked about this movie, I guess it was the family feel, but then the Patrick Wilson's character to me is what drove this movie for me. So like I was so intrigued to see how many codes these people could like the messages they could debunk. I mean, like decode and all that. So I was like, okay, that part for me, they should have focused a little bit more on is them trying getting the messages and then how the trombone players, like the musicians, are deciphering all this stuff. But they didn't focus it as much. They just gave it to him, and then Patrick Wilson gets in the car, and then the car gets to the thing, gets to Woody Harrison's character, and he was like, oh, they fled. Like, you know, they gave up. So I don't know. Like the movie, I gave it a 4. I'm gonna stick with a 4. I think it's a great film. In terms of storyline, it's a great film. It's too heavy focused on Dick Bess's character, where I think there was more intriguing characters that were in the film that they didn't focus as much on that I would like to have it on. And they should have did more on the Japanese front, too. I think they should have added a little bit more on there just to see a little bit more from them. Other than that, yeah, I gave it a 4.
All right, 4. Harrison, what do you got?
All right. Well, I gave it a 3. I've been saying it all along, but I really think it should have been Patrick Wilson's film. I think a similar structure to like Gettysburg, where we have scenes of both sides, you know, kind of talking, planning out the next day, and then it crescendos into a crazy battle sequence. I think that's how the movie should have been structured. I think they should have switched the main characters. Because, again, you know, the character arc is so much more interesting with, I keep saying Patrick Wilson, what was his, Edwin Layton. His story is much more interesting to me than Dick Bess. You know, you could still have him in the film, be like a, I don't know, like a Han Solo or, you know, kind of a secondary character. But then the primary being Patrick Wilson, you know, seeing him talking about the plans. Then we see the plans executed and the failures or successes, whatever, I think would have been a much, much better movie. I just think that's all down to the editing, though. I think they could have edited and rearranged it. Because there's a lot of footage here. Wasn't it like 2.5 hours? It's a pretty long movie.
It's a long movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they could have rearranged it and kind of made it more like I said, like Gettysburg. So, 3 out of 5.
All right. Well, here we go again. I have to be the bad guy again. I didn't like it. I don't like this movie. I didn't like the story. I'll tell you why. I just said I'm a fan of Roland Emmerich movies. And I am. Certain ones. But this movie is edited. Harrison, you're 1,000% correct. This movie is edited like one of his disaster movies. And that does not work in this style of story that he's trying to tell. And what I mean by that is, go watch Day After Tomorrow. Go watch 2012. Watch 2012. Matter of fact, this movie is like 2012, where anytime you insert a volcano exploding, insert airplanes fighting. It's the same freaking movie. You're jumping around from this character to this character to this character to this character. They all get, maybe like each scene is like 4 minutes. And then you're going to the next guy, and then you get 4 minutes, and then you go to the next guy, and then you get 4 minutes, and then you get action. And then you go back, and then you get 4 minutes, and you get 4 minutes, and you get 4 minutes, and then you get action. And it just, this is not the type of movie that you can put that overlay on, in my opinion. And what happens is, half the time, I didn't know what was even, like, I didn't even know what the plan was at half the time. I'm like, wait a second. Then you introduce, like, Woody Harrelson comes out of nowhere. We need you to go in there and do some stuff. Okay. And then he goes, and he's in the car, and then he crosses paths with the guy in the car. And then all of a sudden he's in another office and he's like, we need you to do this stuff. And then Patrick Wilson's in the meeting with this person and he's like, I gotta figure out this stuff. And then you get Dick Best, who's just being a hotshot. And I'm like, man, I can't attach to any of these guys because two of them I don't really know fully what they're doing. And then the other one I don't like. So then I'm just stuck watching it jump. Yeah. And then you have like Dennis Quaid is in here and Luke Evans is in here.
Yeah.
And then you got all these cool actors who are just guys. Like they're all just guys. There's no characterization. There's no, like, I just don't think the writing is that good. So I gave it a 2. I'm not a fan of, I think this is the weak point of this movie is the story, not the real life story. The real life story is incredible. The way they told it here, poor in my opinion. So I'm the bad guy. I didn't like it. 2. All right, what is your overall score, Harrison?
So overall, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Thrown in a halvesy again. I think it's much better than Pearl Harbor by Michael Bay. I absolutely hate that movie. I'm sure if you guys love it, that's fine. But
we'll be doing it in a few months. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah. That movie's awful.
You won't be on that. No, you won't be on that episode.
Yeah, I won't be on that one either. No, I like in that one. There's a weird love triangle. I won't get into it. But at least this film, it kind of balances a little bit characters versus action and whatnot. But I still think the best World War II movie is Saving Private Ryan because they knew how to balance the drama and the action in that. This, to me, couldn't decide which it wanted to be. Did it want to be a full-on action movie or did it want to be a serious drama? You can't do both because they're both very different tones. And I think that's due to the writing and editing, like we've been saying. Now, that being said, will I put this movie on again? You know, it's like 4th of July, like I was mentioning earlier, you know, just chilling. Yeah, it's one of those movies. It's not one that you'll be sitting and thinking about too much, really. It's just one to have on in the background and have fun with. It's not a serious movie by any sense of the imagination. So I don't know if I'll be watching it again anytime soon. it was fine. It could have been a lot worse. Pearl Harbor, cough, cough.
This could have been Pearl Harbor. They put that on the DVD box. At least it's not Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Harrison.
Yep, that's my review of it. So I'm probably more in line with the critics than the audience. So yeah, 3.5 out of 5.
All right, 3.5. Alex, seem a little more in line. Alex enjoyed this. What do you got for your overall?
I like this movie a lot. I like the movie. I understand what you guys are coming from. I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great film. I like the story. I like the action. And I thought the action was really good. I agree with Harrison. This movie, I mean, you know, it's not a movie that you could put on every other week and be like, oh my God, I love this thing. But you could put it on here and there. It's an entertaining movie at that. There's other war movies out there like Apocalypse Now that I'm never putting that shit on again. That shit is boring.
I hate that movie.
I don't like it. I hate
Apocalypse Now. This one, I could entertain myself with the flying, you know, all that stuff. And I think, again, I think that was the, I agree with Harrison, like, and that was something I was alluding to. Like, I don't know what he wanted to shoot because the movie looked like a two different type of movie. It was just shot like he wanted to win an Oscar. And then it was like, hey, for all you junkies that like action World War II movies, I'm going to give you guys the front row seats to this. So I gave it a 4. I liked it. I thought it was a great film.
I love this review. This is a classic. This is a classic Action Movie Guys review because Alex is on one side, Nate, other side. I don't like this movie. I like things about it. Obviously, I gave the action a high score, so that's cool. Alex, you just hit the nail on the head for me. You just hit the nail on the head for me with something you said. I just fall on the opposite side of the fence. Mm. If Roland Emmerich focused on one or the other, I would have liked this movie better. Either make it a totally stupid action movie that is like, I mean, he's not American, but you make it that rah-rah American, yeah, you know, goofy Dick Best and all his friends, and they're all like, come on, man, we can fly these planes. We got to get the Japs. We got to get them. You know, yeah, if it's just that for 2 hours, okay, great. Then I don't know what I'm getting into. Or go with Patrick Wilson's. Because, by the way, though, the movie looks like it's shot really well. I thought all the scenes, especially the open, I love the opening where it's like they're like duck fishing or something and like they're on the water. Yeah. And you got like it looks great. You're right. Maybe he was thinking in his head like, man, I want to make a Oscar worthy film. But then he couldn't. He gets in his own way and he's like, but I got to do these 20-minute action scenes full of CGI and explosions. And it's like, dude, if you cut those down, you could have had something special. Or if you pumped them up, you could have had a fun action movie. But you can't have your cake and eat it too. You cannot make a goofy CGI action film and also a serious drama about the war and this battle and this. Saving Private Ryan, this is not. No. Pearl Harbor, also this is not, though. I agree. I agree with you there. So, yeah, I gave it a 2. I'm not a fan of this movie, and I don't know why I have it. Probably going to sell it. I don't think I'll ever watch this again. I don't know why I would. I didn't really like it. So, it's a 2 for me. So, I'm the low man on the score totem pole here. Harrison, what is your total points?
15.5 out of 25.
15.5 out of 25. Alex, what do you got?
23 out of 25.
Whoa.
23? Well, Alex likes what he likes.
Hey, there you go.
I always respect it. 2, 4. What the heck did I? I counted wrong. 2, 4, 8. I got a 15 out of a 25. I got a 15 out of a 25.
Oh, the same score as X-Men.
Dang. Well, I didn't like either of these.
It's been a crappy
this
week
was
for
a,
you.
This was, yeah, a, this well, was kind of a hell. Low week for me. This was not the. This was not my most favorite time of the year that we had here. Yeah, I didn't like this movie. But I could see why you liked it, Alex. And I don't fault anyone who does. Like, that 92%. I think, you know what? And the funny thing is, I do know people, like, at work and stuff. Like, they like this movie, too. So it could also be that just a lot of moviegoers that saw it, like, regular people, not critics, they enjoyed it. So, hey, that's great. We had a lot of different opinions here. You love to see it. Okay, next coming up. Alex, no guests.
No
just
guests.
You and me, baby.
Oh, boy.
What X-Men, Dark Phoenix. Okay. Closing out the saga. No friends here. Just us talking about this movie. So, hey, we'll see how it goes. Haven't seen it in a while. We'll see how it goes. Now, next of our aerial action films. Now, this is a movie I know you haven't seen. I did see it. This came out last year, and I believe it cracked my top 10 of last year. And I was like, we got to do this on the podcast because I know nobody watched this movie. Like, it didn't make any money. Mm. It's a little movie called Devotion, and it stars Jonathan Majors and that guy from Top Gun Maverick. What's his name? Powell. Glenn Powell, I think his name is. He's in it. And this is during the Korean War. So it's another war film, but a different one. It's not World War II. So different war. So we're going to check that out and kind of get your opinion on it. And I'll give my opinion on it. And then, of course, we have a new franchise, which I'm not going to tell you what it is yet until next week.
Bastard.
You're going to have to wait and see. I don't even know. Oh, I do know what it is. Oh, I'm very excited for it. And I'm not saying it on air yet.
I think I know what it is.
You know what it is, Alex.
I think I know what it is. When you say you get excited, it's something
it's
that you
Teenage
really
Mutant
like.
Ninja Turtles. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. yeah.
We're doing some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, finally. I've been waiting all my life for this. So
I haven't seen those movies in, I mean, since I was a kid.
We will be doing five. We will be doing only people, well, only the ones that have live people in it. So no animated.
We were going to do the animated as a bonus. I think we were going to do it as a bonus.
Yes, the TMNT
film. Yeah, we're
going
to do it as a bonus. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that as a bonus show. Maybe we'll have a guest.
Yeah.
But for the mainline episodes, yeah, it's just the five with humans in them.
Oh, we do have a guest for that. I know we do.
We have a guest for the first one. We have Nick from Movie AV Impulse.
Okay.
On YouTube and Instagram. And then for part two, we have Evan from Pop Culture 33.
Ooh, my boy.
Ninja Turtles 2.
Of the ooze.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I never seen
for
three.
The first two.
So anything from three on, I never seen.
So for part three, it's just me. Well, guess what? The three you've never seen, it's just me and you. Oh. So we're just going to chat it up and we'll see how it goes.
Drink some turtles. Okay. Well,
turtles, baby.
There you have it, guys. Let's you guys want to follow? Oh, no. Harrison, plug in your stuff before we close it out.
Yeah. So again, Harrison Scullin from Really Old Movies. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Letterboxd, and Rumble at Really Old Movies.
There you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com for all things action movie, guys, and all our other reviews that we have up on YouTube. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa, and thank you, Harrison, for sitting down two episodes with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you can pick another two if you want. We'll send you a list if you want to do another two if you had fun.
If you had a good time, you could come back for any other two that you want. I'll send you the list again.
I think we have I don't even know if we have Disney. Nate is the one that does all this stuff.
We ain't never done a Disney action film yet.
No, we haven't done Disney.
I don't have any. Marvel. Yeah. We did Black Panther and Black Widow.
There's Tron.
We haven't done Tron yet.
You haven't done Tron yet. Yeah, I haven't even seen those, but yeah.
Evan's going to yell. He's going to want to be like, put me on all the Disney ones.
Anything Disney. But anyway, other than that, be awesome to each other and geek out.